Good morning, a Monday morning. Joining us, Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies, former Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. And first, Ken, good morning and thank you for filling in while we look for someone to permanently fill our Monday slot. And I know you've been helping us out on Fridays as well, and we much appreciate it.
Good morning, anytime.
Well, let's talk about this new Siena poll that's come out. We have a number of things that we see in this poll, including New Yorkers' feelings on Amazon, marijuana, and driver's licenses for illegal immigrants.
Yeah, if you go by the Siena poll, allowing Amazon to leave over the controversies that were surrounding its plans to locate half of its new headquarters to Queens, Long Island City in Queens, it was a mistake. The poll shows, it's a Siena College poll, it shows that statewide 67% to 21% believe that it was a bad move or a bad development for the state to allow Amazon to leave. It runs the gamut. Union households, and the unions were the ones who were angry over this. It also shows in the city, I think nearly two-thirds of the people wanted Amazon to stay, 63% of Democratic voters. So not a good thing letting Amazon go, according to New Yorkers. New Yorkers are also split on different issues, including whether to legalize marijuana. You've got there's support, 53% back it statewide, but they're less supportive of granting driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants. That, I believe, was 63% opposed that, although support of that seemingly has been growing recently.
Ken, a big budget week. Of course, the budget is due by April 1st, so not a lot of time to decide on a lot of issues. Long Island Senate Democrats, I see, are outlining their budget goals as well this week.
Yeah, this is a big week. If they want to pass it on time, you've got two more weeks really to go. And if they want to pass it on time, they've got to start coming to agreements on things. The governor and the legislative leaders this week, really, and early next week. And so far, there's been a lot of fighting and a lot of back and forth sniping, but we haven't heard of much progress. I'm sure this week we'll see some leaders' meetings, and hopefully they'll start moving toward an on-time budget. If they don't, it's a $10,000 loss for the legislators because their second phase of a three-phase salary increase is dependent on an on-time budget.
I'm not sure if you saw, but the New York Times editorialized on the issue of public campaign financing in New York. They're in favor, and they don't think there are really any excuses, including some by Carl Hastie, the Speaker of the Assembly, for not passing it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Hastie once carried a public financing bill, public campaign financing bill. The Assembly has always kind of said they supported the idea, but it was always blocked in the Senate when the Republicans controlled it. But, you know, the governor warned after he got elected, he kept saying just because they supported things or even passed things in previous years when the Republicans controlled the Senate, the Democrats, it doesn't mean they're going to pass things once they control the entire state legislature. And this is one issue where we're seeing that come to fruition so far. The speaker says, yes, you know, he'd like to see some kind of financing system, but it shouldn't be made up of taxpayer dollars.
Ken Lovett, former Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, current Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.